The boss of NBN Co is suggesting all the bugs in the national broadband network will be ironed out in the next 6 to 9 months. Bill Morrow has released the company's latest results and he's told analysts it was a strong quarter for the rollout of the network. He's expecting complaints to fall because technicians are being put in direct contact with users and more work is being done around people's homes before an area is declared ready for service. David Cody reports.
According to Bill Morrow, the numbers are stacking up nicely for the NBN.
We are delivering a network at an unprecedented pace. We are overcoming obstacles almost on a constant basis in terms of being able to get to every home in this country.
NBN Co's revenue has more than doubled in the past year to $405 million a quarter. There are about 3 million active users on the network, and for the first time, the biggest proportion are on the controversial fibre-to-the-node technology. It's overtaken fibre-to-the-premises connections. Increasingly, Bill Morrow's focus is turning to the user experience.
Now, we have been working closely with government and industry to improve the situation, and while we are all making progress, I want to note here that it's going to take months to iron out much of the issues.
To do that, he's outlined changes, including a new way to schedule home appointments and put contractors in direct contact with the customers. There's also a focus on case management of complex connections, and increasingly, the civil works needed to get a connection into a home are being done before an order is placed.
You know, there are some exceptions to this. I want to be careful about it, but what we're moving away from is doing half of the orders that would require lead-ins to doing, you know, a very, very small percentage, a single-digit percentage that would have to do work at the time of installation.
Bill Morrow expects Australians considering switching to the NBN will soon have more information about their likely speed, but he's still reluctant for NBN to open up its own database of expected speeds to users. He points the finger instead at the retail service providers.
We want the RSPs to publish this information, quite frankly, that, you know, for their customer base, they can have access to it, and it is their customer. So we think that they should be publishing this to their respective customers, and then that way we don't get into trying to police or supervise something that they are responsible for.
The average revenue per user, which NBN Co needs to increase to $52, has been stuck at $43 over the past year. NBN says that's in line with its forecasts, and there has been some encouraging growth more recently.
David Cody reporting.